I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grand Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Molly and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. He is the football man. From the Chicago Tribune, longtime contributor to the station, valued and beloved friend, Big Z!
Hey, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, I guess there's an opening at Hallis Hall, and it seems like a pretty good job, and seems like it probably pays okay. Any interest in applying? All candidates, yeah. Please yeah. Apply.
You know, Vic Fangio gets the top job in Denver, and... certainly, a congratulations to him, a guy who, was very well liked at Hallis Hall, was extremely well liked by his players, and will be a straight shooter in Denver. Hopefully, with the chance to get them back to a competitive level, it'll be interesting to kind of track how he does out there. I don't know if there's been a guy that got his first interview for a head coaching job and then went 22 years until he got a shot to be a head coach like Fangio, because, guys, he interviewed for the Chargers job that went to Kevin Gilbride back in 1997. Wow. That was the first time that Vic Fangio had been considered as a head coach. And 22 years later, that journey is completed. He'll be introduced by the Broncos later today.
Didn't he interview for the Bears jobs in the 21 years between?
Okay, yeah, that's right. Technically, last year, right?
Well, no, I mean 22 years between
the hiring and
your
the
first interview and
the time to get the job. Yeah, yeah. That's a long time.
I mean, he also, you know, the 49ers, of all the mistakes that they've made the last however many years, I mean, picking Jim Tomsula over Vic Fangio.
That's an all-timer.
In 2015, yeah. Just a head-scratcher.
So, Brad, Ed Donatell is the guy that we've been talking about a lot. So, pros and cons of him succeeding Vic Fangio with the Bears, and is there any feeling at Hallis Hall that you're aware of that maybe they can do better?
Yeah, I think there'd be a heck of a lot of feeling in that regard, if Ed Donatell's not promoted in the next, 36 hours, right?
Yep, right.
If you're gonna turn to Ed Donatell, you'd imagine that you'd do that pretty quickly. And Ed controls his position here as well, because he's coming out of contract. You know, the guy's got new contracts last year, and as I understand it, Ed did not sign his, which would have had an extension, choosing to coach out his deal. So he is due to become a free agent. Now, the way these contracts work, the coach can't get a cardboard box and put his belongings in it and walk out the door the day after the season ends. There's a little bit of a period at the end of the season where they remain under contract to the team, but he'd be a free agent here very soon if he chooses to go that path. And it's my belief that if the Bears don't promote Ed Donatell to a defensive coordinator, that he'd be likely to depart, that he would not return as the secondary coach.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, by all accounts, he's going to have an opportunity to go with John Fox. So, John Fox, Vic Fangio. So,
yeah.
If that's the case, I think you're spot on, Brad. I think if they're going to hire the guy, they're going to do it now. And if they don't,
And I mean as a defensive coordinator. And if they don't, then he's not getting that job.
Right. And you'd think that that would happen
yes.
relatively quickly. He's got experience in the past, having been a coordinator in Atlanta. And before that, in Green Bay, he knows the scheme.
Yeah.
So the terminology stays the same. The technique that they emphasize at the different positions does not change either. Vic's going to have to keep a certain number of coaches on staff in Denver that are already employed by the Broncos. How many and on what side of the ball, I don't know yet. But I would think that if Vic wanted to push hard to get Ed in Denver, that he might be able to pull that off. They had worked together previously in San Francisco, and Ed's had at least one run in Denver previously, if not maybe two. You know, he's been coaching for a very long time.
So let's look at some other options, Brad, that are realistic and not just maybe names that are thrown out there. What are you hearing, and how important is it for the Bears to hire somebody who schematically eases a transition and might be more of a 3-4 guy?
That's a factor, but I don't think that's the top factor. I think you're looking for the best coach, because if you went back and looked closely at the entire season, how many snaps did they line up in a 34 for? Really? You know, they're probably in the sub package there close to 80% of the time, maybe a little bit more. So you're really actually not seeing that much of a 34. I think that would be the preference, but I don't know that that's a deal breaker. You know, they wanted to get Todd Bowles. They hoped to make a run at him and could not talk him out of heading to Tampa Bay to reunite with Bruce Arians there.
So Chuck Pagano's name has been mentioned. I'm just looking through your list.
There are a ton of very experienced defensive coaches on the street right now. There's no shortage of guys who there's not a shortage of guys with a defensive background, well-respected head coach experience. You know, that's a solid list right now that Chuck Pagano's on. Shoot, Ryan Pace, the GM, knows Greg Williams very well from their time together with the Saints. You've got Vance Joseph out there. Jack Del Rio has been out for a while. I was told he might want to jump back in. A lot of guys that have coached for a long time that the Bears could consider if they want to go outside the building.
How important is it to get a guy whose personality meshes with Matt Nagy's and isn't maybe, you know, you mentioned Greg Williams, and Mullen and I have been talking about it. This is a guy that's a big personality, Brad. It's a lot of Greg Williams being about Greg Williams, and maybe that's not fair, but I think that's been the case. And there have been some other guys on these lists, Rex Ryan, whose name pops up. And is that a good idea?
I keep getting Rex Ryan in my timeline. I don't see that one happening. You know, I know
low maintenance is what you're looking for.
Well, the meatball fans are looking for Buddy Ryan Part 2, right? Nagy's got a pretty big personality, I think. You know, and I think he could handle just about anybody. But, yeah, I don't know that I would call Greg Williams a top candidate by any stretch of the imagination. You know, and yeah, I think you're looking for a guy who is a little more subdued. You want the best coach, though. I think you're looking for the best coach that you think can get the best results from what is a very good defensive roster right now. And is that the guy that's in your building right now, Ed Donatell? Or is that somebody that's outside the building? And then, you know, you want to listen to ideas that they have, because it could very well be a mistake if you say, hey, we love your background. We love what you've done. You're going to love running this defensive system that we've got in place. Because when you ask someone else to come in and run Vic's defense, that can get you in trouble.
Why hasn't Ryan Pace talked yet, and why haven't we heard from management on any of this stuff? And
well, the coach hasn't talked either.
That's what I mean. None of the brain trust seems to be stepping forward. What's the holdup?
They're running from a 12-4 season right now.
That's what I'm saying. I they don't want to answer questions about the kicker. They don't want to answer
or the tight end. Or both.
Yeah.
You know, we're not really going to get much into that.
But don't they have to kind of just say, hey, the season?
League guidelines stipulate that they're supposed to talk within a week of the end of the season, which would be this coming Sunday.
Why?
But the earliest they're going to talk is Monday from what the directive was last night sent out.
Yeah, so that would be after more than a week after the season. I don't know. They could have done it Monday, Tuesday, yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Was clumsy.
I doubt Saturday's wide open, right?
You would think that they would want to get it out of the way sooner rather than later because of the closure, because of the things that are lingering, and because of the business that they have to do. Now at this point, they have to go out and get a defensive coordinator. That's
right.
Got to be a priority one.
But and I understand that. But I also am not of the belief that having a 30-minute press conference with two guys sitting there in suits on a Thursday at noon or tomorrow at noon, it would sidetrack in any way the mission to hire a defensive coordinator.
I'm with you, Brad, 100%. You know, before we let you go, when you look at the Bears staff, I don't want to be guilty of overlooking anybody that might be, you know, qualified on the defensive staff that we're not talking about, that maybe we're not mentioning, maybe is ready for a promotion. Does that sound like anybody that you're familiar with? Is that a possibility?
I don't think so. That's something I've considered. You know, Jay Rogers has done a really nice job with that defensive line. Glenn Pyers, the inside linebackers coach, has been in the business forever. I don't know that they're the kind of guy that would be considered for that job right now. They've got some other guys on the staff that are a little bit younger that are probably not at that position in their careers. So I think, you know, it's Ed Donatell or a candidate outside the building. And then if you go outside the building, you're probably looking at having to hire a secondary coach at that point, which that's not necessarily a bad thing. If you got a new coordinator coming in, a lot of times they're going to feel more comfortable if they can bring a guy in that they've worked with in the past, you know, one guy anyway. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, anybody that we've thrown out there as a name would probably be very interested in talking to the Bears. You'd imagine that that would be a very appealing landing spot for some of these guys who, you know, as long as it's not competing with a head coaching opportunity that they might have elsewhere. I think Vance Joseph's been mentioned in Cincinnati with the opening there.
The Bears defensive coordinator job might be a better job than some head coaching openings right now.
Right, but the Todd Bowles thing, you know, I could make a case either way on which spot was a better place for him to go if he wants to be a head coach again, and I don't want people to drive off the road when I suggest that going to the Bucks as a coordinator could be better for his career than the Bears, but you got to look at a couple factors. First, how long is Bruce Arians going to coach? Second, you're starting at the bottom with that defense. Whatever you do, it's going to get better. Third, if Bruce Arians gets that offense humming like you'd imagine, you know, for Bulls to get a lot of credit and for them to compete, that defense has just got to get to middle of the pack. If he were to come to the Bears, yes, they could win right away. Some people might say he's winning with a spinoff of what Vic was doing, Vic's players, et cetera.
Right. There's only one way to go in that gig. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, so that is an interesting situation. Obviously, the longstanding relationship with Bruce Arians, who is super close with Bowles, almost like a father figure in his life, having coached him when Bowles played at Temple in the mid-'80s.
Okay, Bigsy, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad. Good stuff.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.